And good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have a couple of folks from Sitkins Against Family Violence, or SAFE, Julia Smith, Prevention Director, and Lauren Havens, the new school program coordinator. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you.
Good morning.
Well, you're here to talk about Boys Run, which is in its second year. And it's going to be at Kikushihin Elementary School here in Sitka. Let's go over what Boys Run is. What kind of a program is it, Julia?
The Boys Run Eat Two Klatzin, which means strengthen your spirit, is a healthy life skills program for boys in third through fifth grade. It's very similar to the Girls on the Run program that we've been doing here in Sitka for the last 7 years. But it's something that we've developed both here in Sitka and with partners in Juneau, so it's a locally based program.
Which makes it unique. Girls on the Run is a national program. Boys Run is something that Southeast Alaskans developed specifically to be responsive to Southeast Alaska, culturally appropriate, and that sort of thing. Lauren, I hear that you were one of the original curriculum developers, so this must be exciting for you. Second year.
Yeah, it's really come full circle for us, and to be able to see the whole process and the whole development process, incorporating all the different goals that we had and all the different things that we wanted boys to learn, and then to be able to watch them, meet those goals and really strengthen their spirits has been a great circle for me to to be here again. So
specifically, what are some of those things that you want boys to learn through this program?
Well, they're learning life skills. I think some of the objectives that we outlined was, we wanted boys to be able to have a stronger sense of self, to be able to identify and process emotions, to be able to work in a team environment, to be able to resolve conflict. We also recognize that it's important for young people to be connected to positive adults in their community. So each team has 4 to 5 coaches that are positive role models that implement the program. And really, this program is so much about appreciating differences and respecting differences and, having that strength of spirit and having that strong sense of self, but also recognizing and respecting someone else for their strength of spirit and their sense of identity.
Lauren, when you were helping develop the curriculum and you were thinking about making it relevant to Southeast Alaska boys and families, what were you thinking of? What were some issues that were important to you?
Well, one of the first things that was really important to the whole team was partnering with SNEP and with a few other people in the community to make it culturally responsive. So looking at the 14 traditional values. I'm sure everyone has seen the poster that's around town and figuring out ways to really embed those in the program. So most of the lessons have a theme, and most of the themes are really based on one of those traditional values. One of my favorite experiences was I was present for a focus group where we invited men from the community to just talk about what it meant to be men and what they wished they had known when they were boys about what it meant to be a respectful man, and just incorporating those voices into the curriculum as Sitkins, as men who cared enough to be there to shape the next generation was, something that I kept in mind, and I think all of us kept in mind throughout the whole process.
When did this thinking about creating a boys corollary to Girls on the Run first arise? When and why?
That was at least 5 years ago, possibly more. We've been working at SAFE in primary prevention for almost 10 years now, and we identified areas to focus on, and one of those areas was engaging men and boys in our community and involving men and boys in promoting respect and building community resiliency and being part of the conversation around healthy relationships. So that started about 8 to 10 years ago, that conversation. And then about 5 years ago, we brought a national program to Sitka. We piloted it. And it didn't quite meet our needs. It didn't have enough of those healthy relationship skills or healthy life skills built into it. The emphasis was more on nutrition and physical activity. And we were really, really trying to figure out how to incorporate our local culture throughout our program. So we decided not to move forward with that program after the first year and start from scratch work with our partners in Juneau and work with our partners from the Sika Native Education Program and also some cultural specialists in Juneau to really develop this comprehensive program that is so connected to where we live.
Now, 2 years, you're into your second year, and that's a milestone. You've also hit another milestone that you're expanding beyond Sitka to CAKE, and Juneau's also rolling out a program. That, how does that feel? That must just feel great.
It is.
It's very exciting.
I Juneau and Sitka have developed this program together. So last year we piloted in both communities. And last spring, CAKE implemented their first year of Girls on the Run, and it went so well that, you know, they said, we need a program for boys right now. When are you ready for us? You know, tell us when we can do Boys Run. So we just happened to have all the pieces in place, and they had some funding through their 21st Century Grant to support the program. So, and we have some extra staff this year to help support the implementation in CAKE. And the sustainability of.
So we just brought four coaches from CAKE over to Sitka for the coach training last Saturday, and they're so into it, so excited, ready to go. Some really great, strong men that are really excited to be working with the program. So it's really exciting.
Well, what have people been saying about Boys Run? They completed a year, and you've gotten some feedback. What are some things people are saying?
Well, we were able to do a post survey with the boys last year. This year we'll do a pre and a post to compare the changes. But the boys are showing that, you know, over 80% of them are saying that they know how to deal with uncomfortable feelings in a healthy way because the Boys Run. Over 75% of them feel like they're more able to be themselves. Close to 100% say that they're feeling more comfortable standing up for someone else who's being picked on. And one of my favorite quotes from the boys, and he was actually here last year at the radio station promoting the 5K. He said, he got involved because he got a chance to show everyone how fast he ran. But then he was really surprised when they started talking about being respectful and a bunch of other things. And this is him. This is a quote. It really made him open to being a nicer kid and making new friends. And so that was really exciting to hear from participant.
Now things are going to be just a little bit different with the program this year. What changes have you made after reviewing last year?
So we've expanded the curriculum, so it'll be a 10-week program this year at KEET and in Juneau and CAKE, which is really exciting. We just learned we had so much information to pack into all these lessons that we should expand it, and so a few of the lessons have changed a little bit. So boys who participated last year are definitely welcome to come back and participate again this year. It'll be a little different, have some new activities in there. We got a lot of feedback from coaches and from boys and from parents. And so we just tried to be really responsive to all of that and incorporate all their feedback and make sure that, you know, it's a program that people wanted to see in the community and that it was doing what we wanted it to do.
And it's a little more kinetic, I hear.
Yeah.
Yes. We definitely learned last year that sitting and talking for more than 5 minutes doesn't really work. So we've incorporated more active activities, interactive activities.
So now's the time to register. How do people do that?
So it's only for boys at KEET this year in Sitka. So talking to the counseling office at KEET is the best way to get an application, Mrs. Twaddle. Or most of our classroom teachers know about the program and can get a hold of an application. So really, if you're interested, just ask around at KEET and we can help you out.
Briefly, what are your hopes for this program as you look towards the future?
Well, we certainly are hoping that, you know, all the program that we're doing is about building community resiliency and providing young people with the tools to navigate life's challenges. So I think over the long term, we're hoping to see young people growing up into healthy, thriving adults who have skills to deal with life's challenges.
Wonderful. Well, thank you both so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah,
thank you.
We've been speaking with Julia Smith and Lauren Havens from Sitkins Against Family Violence about Boys Run. It's a program at KEET this year, and registration is now open.